Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Another day, another child prodigy in the Premier League.
Szoboszlai letting it run. Oh, would you believe it? Rio Nakamura, the 16-year-old, has possibly just won it for Liverpool. What a moment.
1 point in 2 games. Are Atletico Madrid okay?
A lot of the preseason optimism and excitement around Atletico has already kind of fizzled out. Just 1 point from the first 6 available.
And how right was Alex Stewart about Angione Bonny?
Mkhitaryan, Lautaro, and Bonny! It's a debut goal for him. It's the perfect night for Inter. 5 now against Torino.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and welcome to Route 1 in association with FOTMOB. What's Route 1? It's football. Fast. No faff. It's the best stories from around the world. It's the little nibs you might have missed. You like the sound of that? Of course you do. You're a sophisticate. Let's go Route 1. Just 2 days on from 15-year-old Max Dalman's emergence for Arsenal, a harrowing experience for anyone over the age of 40, 16-year-old Rio Ungamawa struck a further act of existential terror by winning an actual Premier League game with a magnificent goal. Ungamawa finished superbly in the 99th minute of yet another epic Liverpool victory over Newcastle. James Vaughan's record remains intact. He scored for Everton in 2005 at the age of 16 years and 270 days. He's just turned 37, by the way. Ungamawa goes fourth, right behind Wayne, remember the name, Rooney. But what comes next? How big a role can Ungamawa play for Liverpool this season? Can he be relied upon if Isak doesn't sign? Neil Atkinson is from the Anfield Wrap.
What a goal, what a moment, what a young man and what an exciting talent Rio Ungamawa undoubtedly is. He comes over as a class act as well, and you can see that his teammates obviously think he's genuinely the real deal. Harvey Elliott is celebrating before the ball's even hit the net. Dominic Szoboszlai lets it run, doesn't have to do that, but he backs the quality of Rio behind him to slot. Liverpool know exactly what they've got on their hands, but this is one of the reasons why I don't want that player to be part of Liverpool's first team squad options going into this season. Let's reframe this for Rio, for Federico Chiesa, and even for Harvey Elliott, who I think is an exceptionally exciting player. Let's just imagine that one of Liverpool's current front three got an injury in the upcoming international break, a 4-week injury, the sort of injury that Saka's currently got. Let's imagine that happens. How many starts do you think that Arne Slot would give to Chiesa, Elliott or Rio in the 7 games that follow? I think it's no more than 2. So in the reality of this, can you really view him as a first-team squad option? I think it's a great year for Rio to be on every bench going and get loads of time off the bench and get himself 10, 12 starts by the end of the season. EFL Cup games, pot 3, pot 4 teams in the Champions League Swiss system, FA Cup games and the odd league game at home, and maybe even someone like Burnley away. But that for me is not a first-team squad option. Part of what goes wrong for Arsenal last year is to become semi-reliant on Ethan Nwaneri, who I also think is a really, really good talent. But you don't want to leave your title hopes to children. Liverpool have got to get themselves too. It isn't for me as simple as Isak and then go from there, though I am worried that will be what they may end up trying to do, if they can even secure Isak. For me, Liverpool need to go into the season with 5 first-team squad options, and then, and only then, will you get the very best out of Rio Ungamawa, not just now, but for years to come.
And if you're a Liverpool fan, you should be all over the Anfield Wrap. There's a link in the episode description. Heading into his 14th full season at Atletico Madrid, Diego Simeone was blessed with the opportunity to spend over £150 million on new players. And remember that last year he spent £162 million on new players, while the returns on those outlays have not been forthcoming. They finished third last season, 12 points behind champions Barcelona, and two games into this new La Liga season, they've only got 1 point. A 1-1 draw with Elche compounded an opening day defeat to Espanyol to leave Simeone scratching his head already. The Athletic's Dermot Corrigan is on hand to shed some light. Dermot, is there a problem here, or are Atletico just a bit unlucky?
It's a very Atletico story so far this season. Ups and downs. They played quite well in spells against Espanyol and Elche. Some of the new signings have looked quite good. Slovakian defender David Hanko especially looks a really useful addition. Alex Baena, the ex-Villarreal playmaker, Amara, the Argentine number 10, both have had some really good moments. But then Atletico also managed to shoot themselves in the foot in both their games so far. They took early leads, looked decent, but then threw them away with some really poor defending and then couldn't get back into it. So a lot of the preseason optimism and excitement around Atletico has already kind of fizzled out. Just 1 point from the first six available. A lot of frustration around, really. One criticism is the squad now is lots of skillful number 10, creative types, Baena, Almada, Raspadori too, the Italy international. But they don't have any direct runners to get in behind defences, so maybe they're looking to sign one of them before the end of the transfer window. It's part of the idea of Simeone's style of play evolving, becoming more modern, possession-based. That's an idea that's been around Atletico for a long time now and never really seems to work out. And meanwhile, both Barca and Madrid, neither of them have played brilliantly, but they're both 5 points clear in the table. So it's too early to say definitively that Atletico are out of the La Liga title race. It's still just August. But chances of Simeone's sides upsetting both of the big two finishing ahead of both Barca and Madrid are already looking pretty slim.
You can get more of Dermot and all the other Spanish football experts at The Athletic. Visit it now. They should have a special offer on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Internazionale shot to the top of the Serie A table after match day one as Christian Kivu's side made a stunning start with a 5-0 win over Torino. Alessandro Bastoni and Marcus Thuram-Brace and Lautaro Martinez gave the Nerazzurri a 4-0 lead before Angione Bonni, remember him from our opening week series, added a fifth. There are 37 games to go, but I'm happy to throw out some early I told you so's on behalf of Alex Stewart. In La Liga, Athletic Club built on their victory over Sevilla with another one against Rayo Vallecano to make it 2 wins from 2, while Sevilla's building plans remain in fantasy form for now, having followed that aforementioned defeat with another at home to Getafe. 2 games, 2 defeats, 5 goals conceded for the new Sevilla manager, Mateus Almeida. Got to get a handle on it soon, Sunshine. They're not the most patient. Borussia Dortmund have signed Kane Chukwuemeka from Chelsea for a fee that could rise to £24 million. The 21-year-old joined the Blues from Aston Villa in 2022, and this deal actually means a small profit for them. Indeed, the BBC says Chelsea are just £7 million away from balancing their summer spending. Chukwuemeka was on loan at Dortmund for the back end of last season, but he struggled to make an impact. He only got 1 start, and he only played in the Bundesliga for 245 minutes in total. In fact, the poor boy has barely played anywhere for some time. We dug into his numbers on FOTMOB and he was limited to 223 minutes of league football for Chelsea in the 23-24 campaign and only 344 minutes the season before that. He's signed a 5-year deal with Dortmund now, so hopefully he'll be able to settle down and play some football because by all accounts he is supposed to be pretty good at it. Crystal Palace appear to have identified their Eberiche Eze replacement with Villarreal's Jeremy Pino firmly in their sights. Reports suggest the fee could reach £43 million, significantly below the £60 million and rising they received for Eze from Arsenal, which leaves enough in the bank for them to ask Man City how much they want for Manuel Akanji. It's ambitious, but if you don't ask, you don't get. Ruben Amorim's honesty policy has continued in earnest with the struggling Manchester United manager saying, "We were not prepared to play Europe. We need time to develop as a team. We need time to prepare for every game." Now, it's all perfectly true and sensible even, but I don't think it would hurt Amorim just to try a bit of positivity now and again. You hire Sean Dyche to tell you how it is. You'd hope for a little more inspiration from a manager with a continental lilt, a YouTuber's haircut, and more importantly, 3 league titles to his name. Manchester United play Grimsby tomorrow in the League Cup and, surely even they can't mess that one up. Celtic play off for a place in the Champions League proper tonight. They travel all the way to Kazakhstan for the second leg against Kairat Almaty. It's 0-0 as it stands. There are rumblings of discontent within the club, the suggestion of a rift between manager Brendan Rodgers and the board. It's all finely poised, so if you've got Amazon Prime, that's worth a watch. It kicks off at 5:45 UK time. Sky Sports Plus has a bewilderingly broad choice of games for you tonight. There's EFL Trophy stuff with the academies of Chelsea, Manchester City and Spurs doing their best to deny a lower league club the chance of a day out at Wembley. There's League Cup second round action where Premier League clubs who haven't got European football arrive. Wolves, West Ham should be a lot of fun. Two clubs with 0 points on the board suddenly taking this very seriously. Sky Sports main event has the Yorkshire Derby between Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds. That kicks off at 8 p.m. Ian K. Soul, he earned himself a shout out on this show with his 5-star review. Nice to have you with us, Ian. Thank you so much. Thank you to Chris at the ChrisBot Substack for the extremely kind blog post about the show. You are absolutely lovely. If you'd like to contact the show, you can. I'm on Blue Sky and LinkedIn. You can email route1pod@gmail.com because we still haven't got round to setting up the new corporate email account. And you can read about fun stuff on our website, trackrecordmedia.org. So drop us a line at one of those places today. That was Route 1. It was Football Fast, No Faff. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Jesse Howard. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to check out FOTMOB. There's a big link in the episode description. You won't regret it. It's a fantastic website. See you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call,
Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.